I said good morning. Just trying to get the angle appropriate, and welcome to another week of Hakdama to Sugya, which is the conceptual framework for those Nedarim that Chazal said have in built-in psachim, and they are not chal for various reasons. The Gemara says, "Arba nidorim hitiru chachamim." If I can kindly solicit the screen share,
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm trying to get the Haveris. I haven't been able to download it because it's sending me to some weird other account.
okay. So I'll
Maybe
begin if you don't mind. It's there. I have it. It's Chaf Aleph, as you can see. I would send it to you, but I assume it's much easier for you to find it. Arba nazir matiru chachamim. Nidrei Zuzin, and the Gemara Maskana says, Rava Omar, Afilu Tema Rabbanan Miktani Shneim Ratsu Shneim Reitzim Miktani. What does this mean? So there's the Maskana of the Gemara that if a person makes something called a Nidrei Ziruzin, and the point of the neder is Lizruze Nafshe, it's not chal. Why is that? Because really, the two parties are required to enter into a neder operation with Lev Shalem to create another. Because the Gemara's Metzias, the case we're talking about here is a Moicher and a Lekeach. Handlerai, a haggle over a price. So the introduction of the Lashon of neder into the picture is already. Let's get the right word, is already suspect because we understand that they were only doing this for for commercial reasons and not for Nidre Hegdish, Nidre Mitzvah, Nidre Isur. So what's happening here is the Mecher, the seller, wishes to be Mezaris the Lekeach to get his desired commercial outcome. And the reverse is the Lekeach deciding that he wants to put pressure on the Meicher, and therefore it's clear that the Lashon of Neder here was only instituted for non-commercial purposes, non-Nedarim purposes, and therefore the Neder is not chal. That's the Riyata de Sugyas HaGemara. In the Tosfos in the Rosh, it would seem that that should be sufficient, but Tosfos in the Rosh add a beer. Tosfos explains that the Mishnah that is based on a principle which is neder wide, the Durham Masechtas and Durham wide, then in order to effectuate a neder, you need something called piv v'libo shavin. You need that the person have his heart and his lave equal in order to create something called an anan sadi. Anan sadi, as you know, is a device which uses Eidos terms to describe something which is a truism. Everybody knows this to be correct. So one needs to have an Anan Sadi that Piv V'Liv Yishavim, that what he said and what he meant are on the same line exactly. And otherwise, the Neder is not Chal. And in these four Nedarim, Chazal said that Piv V'Liv Yishavim are not Shavim. The Rush following Tosfos says that Nidrei Zruzin are not a neder because there was no Lev Shalem in a neder, and the neder was only made Lizares Nafshe. Therefore, it's not a neder because of the aforementioned lack of Piv V'Liv Yishavim. I'm going to stop here for a second and ask Yedidya Rav Jeff to find out what is happening with the possible screen share because.
It's still giving me some trouble. I might be closer, but I might need a few more minutes here.
Okay, we're now going to introduce a classical yeshivish alumnus. It would be nice to see it inside, but I can begin it outside. The Rosh Yeshivas of the pre-war Dayar, headed by the Birkas Shmuel, Rabbi Ber, Rabbi Naftali, Rabbi Shimon, all have a somewhat similar mahalach. which tries to explain that even though the Gemara is introducing as an example a commercial dialogue between the Meicher and Lekeach, and that is used to describe a Nidei Zruzin, there is a fundamental chiluk between the meeting of the mind's concept, which is needed in a kinyan, from the piv v'levi shoven concept, which is the yisoid of their chalais of nedarim. In order to have a neder, you need piv v'levi shoven. It's not exactly the same lumdus as a meeting of the minds that's required to sell a house. Why is that? When you have a commercial operation and you have a question of a meicher and a lekeach, both of them have to be agreeable to what they want to do. And that has to create an anan that we are, I believe it's on page 103 or 4, if you can go straight to that page. Anan that this is what they meant. Now, let's see here. This is, you can see the Gemara here. Okay. Let's learn the Mishnah. It was clear that this was commercial haggling, and as the Tosis in the Rosh explained, the Tosis is Arba Nedarim. Yeah, it's on the right side. The Afik after I'd see me piv, line 7, Sharna film Khatarm, the time who should have been at Pivali by Shaman Vanan Sadi Le Shav Bilov Mahan Dalandar. The Rush says something similar. Let's move over to the Rush quickly. Claim I don't know to sell it. It's on the next page. It was a commercial haggle. The Chalakeach was trying to prevent to pay up. It's a rush. Comes along Rav Baruch Ber and explains the aforementioned chiluk between kinyanim, the meaning of minds of kinyanim, and the meaning of minds that's required for a neder. Let me read it right, and then we'll see a few lines inside. And you can, at your convenience, be miyageya, because learning a Baruch Ber or Reb Shimon by definition requires a lot of brain power. But let me tell you what the yisoid is. In kinyanim, both of them have to want to come to an agreement that there is a sale that's on the table, and we want to effectuate this sale. This has to be a das meicher and a das lekeach on the same chord. And once they are able to do that and the price is settled on after the various haggling, the mechira is set because both of them are in the game to buy and sell. When it comes to the Nedarim, you don't need das and ratzayin similar to kinyanim for the chalais neder. What you need is the aforementioned piv v'levi shavin. In his das, it has to be equivalent of what he is being mitzi b'piv. His das and his piv have to align exactly. That's the yisoid of piv v'levi shavin. And wherever it is piv v'levi shavin, even though this might be against an umdana, it might be against what we call an umdana de muchach. It might be against all logic to say that he wants this neder to be chal. Doesn't matter. Once you have a snapshot of piv v'levi shavin, the neder is chal. And unlike in kinyanim, where a kinyan is not chal keneged umdana de muchach, because that is a proof that you're not on the same page. When it comes to Nedarim, all you need is Piv v'levi shavin. Why is that? So the Rashivas explain that when a person is doing a Mechira, buying or selling is being paid a chalais of a Mechira. When a person is Mekadosh Isha, He's being a pile of chalais of kedushin. But when it comes to nether, you're not being pile of chalais. You're not creating a sale or a kedushin or a something which can be stamped with the chalais stamp. What you're doing is a ma'aseh nether. And therefore, it doesn't need the same requirement as a meeting of the minds, as a kinyan. And Isha is not miskadesh, it's al. But there is a requirement of pivli v'shavim. And therefore, there are halachos in the nedarim which are different than the aforementioned kinyanim and kedushin. Why is that? All of them are neveya from this unique concept of piv v'libay shavim. So, and therefore, the chiddush is that even umdin muchach doesn't help. You just have to teach whether people leave a shavim or not. Let's see a shtickle. A few lines of this from Baruch Be'er. Says like this: when it comes to hisbarti, let's start 4 lines before the great, because you have to see the chiluk between the two. No, you had it there. Well, there you go. Hisbarti. Just if you can center this, please, Jeff. The Kedushin, the Hadas Isa Chalais. This is the Vardabaisa. This is a classical, well-known yeshivish of art. If you can put this into your inventory of Geshmaka Lomdis, which you can take in your heart and pocket, Pivalibai, Shavin, all week. Mekachamem Kedushin, the Das makes the Chalais. Bavusta, he saved from Barber, was he was Yerish from Rabbi Adogel, Maranagrachmi Brisk, him Cain, Afilu Ha'inus, Ner Lachakach, Kim Dahash to Ainer writes a Nimtz the Lekadasa Lachalais. Something happened to mess up the commercial transaction. A hurricane came, blew the roof off the house, not no longer on the same wavelength, the mekach is bottle, because you have to have a das to create the chalais. Mshamachi balakinin afilu boynis lachakachap b'darim chazinan. Even if the kinyan, the kinyan is bottle, even if the oynis happened after the transaction was agreed to, actually obviously before it was closed. To get a rescission is really harder. I could go into that, but between the meeting of the minds and the closing of the sale, a hurricane came and blew the roof of the house off. Mekach batel. Why? Because there's the umdin de muchach. Nobody's buying a house without a roof, or at least without getting a significant discount for the roof. Ad kan with kinyanim. When it comes to the darim, Dr. Baruch Be'er, Chazinon, we see the ain a das eis a chalais. The das does not make the chalais. What do we have when it comes to the darim? Das alo maisa neder. All you need to have piv v'libay shovin to create this neder. And el dibur l'chud, the dibur and the piv have to match up. Click. If they do, you have a neder. Rezu gufa eis a chalais. The dibur gufa is a chalais. Baraya, the Bendarmik make a dafkazu, a dal nadarm. Says Baruch Be'er, does a goof of the pshat in the sugya. These dal nadarm, mitiru chachamim, the reason for that is because they don't qualify for piv v'liba shavim. If the das would make the chalais like in Mecca Chamemka, why just these dal dvar mitiru b'lehter chacham? From the darma chayr, make a lekadai, you'll have a net there. What would that be? The Mishnah's classical case of Mecca Chamemka. That's only when it comes to commercial transaction where das and umdin de muchas kaveya. But in the darim, Dr. Baruch Be'er is a chidrush bin an odom bishvua bishas chalois a neder beinon sheyeda the chalal of neder of shuas. Pause right here. We're going to come right back to this and let's learn a shtickle gemara and shuas stuff chavov. Dr. Marazai, Amar Shmuel, Come on, believe I. The person decided in his heart that he wished to make the shua. That is not sufficient to create a shua. Tzarech sheyotzi b'sfasav shenemar levate b'sfasayim meisvei b'sfasayim b'leiv b'leiv. Gamar b'libai minayim. State in the Heilige Gemara, we have an internal steer in the pasuk called Gufa Kash. Amar b'sfasayim b'leiv v'atam gamar b'libai minayim. Amar avsheshes straighten the avsheshes straightens out. A member which is clearly a little ambiguous. Holy kasha, achi kamer. The svasvayim v'leisha gomer b'libei lahitzi b'svasa v'loi gomer b'libei stam in nayin tamu chalir shiyavate el shmuel kasha. When it comes to Amaskana here, that when Maisa in the pasuk of chol shiyavate ha'odam b'shua, that you need das of the odam. And therefore, Shvuah and Nidre Oinsin are Nismite because it doesn't have the aforementioned Das. The reason why you need to Mechavim what you might see B'Piv in order to create the Shvuah is because this aforementioned Yisayit of Piv V'Libayshavin, as an example, if a person said, wished to say, Hareini Nishba, Shalai Eichel Paschitin, and Isklishainai, and he said, Hareini. There is no shvuah because it's a defect in the Adam the shvuah. Because in one hand it was chaser the lev, on the other hand it was chaser the peh. When he thought chitim and he said sa'irim, it was chaser the peh because he really wanted chitim. And when he said I thought chitim and I wanted sa'irim, reverse is true too, and therefore it's chaser either in the pen or lave, and then therefore it's not chal. Zatrak Baruch Ber, Dabach Abba Ferish and Gemara. And when it comes to shvois, and we can decide whether it's chal backwards to Nedarim too, there's something called Adam B'Shua. Go down 8 lines. Nedarim Ikechidosh to be Inan Adam B'Shua. Shas Chalais Tan Abin Shigech Dendo the Chalner Shu Meshamach Idach Kuzov Nedarim Lek Adam B'Shua. Avol Nedarim Chaim Diak Adam B'Shua. I feel like that chalais namal mahanal vata never came into Eli Tali b'daita. He's just telling on the alignment of piv b'libay shavin, and then he goes on to explain pshat in eritva adkan hatzarach neinu. The great Panevish Rosh Hashiva, Shmuel Rozovsky, I am Zeich the same Mari Rabbi because I was a young Bach and I heard Shiurim from him. And it was a indelible memory in my Torah bank because anybody who ever heard a Shiur from a guy named Shmuel Rozovsky, never forget it. Never forget it. I remember his Shiurim on Masechet Nedarim Bifrat. I learned Nayar Marasa on Elul there. I just remember Rav Shmuel's shiurim. He was a Talmud Muvik of Rav Shimon, and he also was a tzinayer for a lot of Rav Shimon's biurim that he heard him himself when he learned in Tells, and this is one of them. And it's a similar mahalach to Baruch Ber. We'll take a few lines here out of it because it's a long shtickle. The cholokin in chalais nedarim, beautiful new word which I did not know existed in the Torah lexicon until I saw this earlier. Chalaises, Yeshiva Zakman Chalaisin. The Bechol Dinat Torah Adam Pail Badaita is a Chalais. Avol Medad Adav in the Chalaises Ein Adam Yachal Afal Yisrim Kim HaTorah. Beautiful, slightly different Mahalach than Rav Baruch Ber. The Torah is Pail the Yisrim when it comes to the Nedarim. V'Nedarim Dikshonaydish. Not because he's doing it. It's not an active, it's somehow a passive. The person is passive. Who's creating the nether? Teradish. The Chalais Nifal Fimasha Adara Adam. The Tera Seris Chafet Shamar Olav. The Pshat Nisr Chafetz as opposed to Nisr Gavra Shua. The Tera creates a pa'ula, when a person says something, the chifetz itself becomes nesar, somehow subjective as opposed to and passive as opposed to active. And then he gives you the Lashon HaShaar Yashar. This is where the Shimon's beer comes from. Shmuel heard it directly from him. Ratzon HaTorah lahaz v'lisa mashabalam omav ratzon la'Yisrael. This is the Lashon of the of Shimon in Shaar Yashar. That's what chal. It goes on to explain why this is like a din of chazara, and he goes to explain our sugya, and he explains. Let's see into this paragraph. And Yachlauzabinelachakdin Kedushin and Paide. If you have a conditional achalam during the Taichalam, you can mevatel it because you create it, you can mevatel it. Al Benadarim, you didn't create it, they knew Pail Klum. Rakudin Hatira, the Amakanyashtinisr. The Tyrus creates the Khalais. Bazanyachalabatamashavish. And the nether, you cannot rescind the nether without a, of course, without a shaila. And therefore, there's a big chaymer bin adarim over kinyanim and kedushin. And then he goes on to explain around, which you'll have to take a look at yourself. In Atarish Shmuel, Daf Chaf, he makes a sikkum of these beautiful svaras of the Rosh Yeshivas. It's a long Chiddush of Shmuel, but the basics is where we saw. And here he starts with Rav Baruch Be'er. Rikudin Dharma is coming because of the Perek. And he says, Arvanar Tir Chachamim, the Din Chiddush Meyuchad, that's not Chaim, Ayd is a lach of Umdan the Muchachot Tarakulo. So why do you need the term of the Arbon and Dharam? And he comes on to explain the beautiful beer of Baruch Be'er, the next paragraph, Baruch Shmuel. I'm just giving you signposts. And in the next paragraph, he brings Shaar Yashar. That the person, according to Baruch Be'er, it's not the same as Das and Mech because a chalais of Pivli B'Shavim of the Dharam, Adam B'Shvua, according to Shimon, a somewhat analogous but different mahalach that you're being piled here, a chalais of the Torah. You say something, and the Torah paskiness of what you said is enough for the Torah Gdasha to create the nether. And the person is not the creator of the nether. The Achrayim deal with various kashas on this. I'll just give you one, which is a kasha from a Ritva. The Ritva has a different mahalach. It's different than these achrayim. The Ritva seems to be mevayer the nusach. The nusach of the Ritva seems to be telling you that the sugi is a classical sugi of umdana de muchach. Look in the Ritva. Scroll down a little bit. Name writes him. There you go. Hachi Purushai. Baishanar min astam shemetchila that freeze on the band. How you're at sign up a gimel darim. Shemar chayin ratzel the shleijel kachayin ratzel is my gimel. It's an umdin muchach that really they both understood they're going to end up on three. Since they were handling with each other, he made a nether. He said not less. He said not more. Go to the next piece. And therefore, to Shaila of Umdina. Zak the Ritva, V'chi Tema, V'chi Shneim, writes in Mikara, my Haba. Both of them wanted three. When the guy started with five and he started with two, they both knew they'd end up with three. Doesn't matter. A person in the context of a commercial has already made a nether, so why should the nether be Chal? In his mind, the nether was only so he should be able to arrive at three. And both in Michael and Kath knew they were ending up in the train station. So what? We have a klal that Dvarim Shabalev and a Dvarim. So Rav Yitzchak gives his beer here. Ikal amemer d'chachamim yordul seiftaim shalom k'shinal darach zayin adarim k'teish yitzkayim adarim. Lazarus chaveirai. V'ilu en var shavalei b'chol adam umtin adam muchach. Chiyai gavna v'kaman da parish. Made him darim made him well. The Ritva has a different mahal from the Baruch Shmuel and Rav Shimon. And he says, Yitaris Sugi can be learned as a din and umtin adam muchach. And Chazal understood that 5 and 2 means 3. In the lave of each person who's umda de muchach, even though we have a shaswide principle of that dvarim shabalev, in dvarim, you have to explicate things. We don't do machshava. Here is different because Chazal understood that in the context of a commercial transaction, haggling means umda de muchach, that we intend to arrive at a price in the middle to be determined, TBD. Said the Ritva in Kedushin, a big site. It's in the beginning of the Sugya of Savonis and Daf Nun. And the Ritva there talks about a. You went too far. Dil Mishan Asim the Arkal Tanai. Pirish. Saisa Bidram Shabaliba Mash Isna Bapiv. The Baliba Saisa is Divre Piv. So what? Mashen came behind the zach and nichsei stam shein esayse divrei piv mamish el shemayse valeim shemid achad dvarim shabaliv b'leiv kol adam have dvarim and moiker mashen. Now this is a lot of various on mahanal dvarim shabaliv tonight came. If this is a tremendous chid, she says, even though we all trained since chederhood to understand dvarim shabaliv and dvarim, that's not necessarily true. Dvarim shabaliv b'leiv kol adam are dvarim, except. If you made a Tanai and you did explicate the Tanai and now you want to change that, then and claim that you had this Dvarim Shabalev, you were going to Eretz Yisrael and something happened, but you had it all in your mind and therefore your Tanai should become Patal, that you can't. Because it's Saiser Piv, then Dvarim Shabalev is a bar to that. You can't come and say that I thought something which is going to be the other way around. So the kasha the Achronim ask is from our sugya, because in our sugya the man made a nether gomor, and the guy said, "I'm making a nether in the kikar. If I'm going down, I'm not budging from my 5 price. I, according to the ritva, there's umdun muchach that he really wanted to end up in 3. And you see that the dvarim shabalev are mevatalit. So the sugya." In the Darim would seem to be contra to the Ritva's Yisoid that a Tanai cannot be mevutal through Dvarim Shabalev. And here in our Sugya in the Darim, the Ritva himself seems to be indicating that the Dvarim Shabalev, because of the Umdana de Muchach, is mevatal what he said. And he said 5, but really in his heart he meant 3. The Ritva said, that's sufficient. But here we're just telling you that it's not sufficient and the Dvarim Lev cannot overcome it. And therefore, we seem to have a steer in the Ritva, V'yesh L'chalik. And that's the job of the Elam, how to understand. And I'll say this one more time so the Elam should understand that the Achrayim have raised an issue here with a third beer in the Sugi, which is that there was the Umna D'muchach, that both of the buyer and the seller really wanted to end up in 3. And all the Nedarim language of 5 and 1 was really irrelevant because everybody knew in their hearts you're going to end up in 3. Fragging the Rosh Hashivas of the Ritva, Ritva seems to be sais for himself because in Kedushin Daf Nun he says that a Tanai that is inserted into a Mecca cannot be overturned by Dvarim Shabalev. If that's the case, how can you overturn the Neder of 5 or 1 by Dvarim Shabalev that the Muchach didn't want to get to 3? But Lamai says the Dvarim Shabalev. Adkan Kushis Achrayim, Yeshal Chalik, and Eilim should try to do so in the course of the week. Okay, everybody say, a blik and sugya. The Rishonim, the basic Achronim Shem Halacha, the Brik Shmuel, and Reb Shimon as brought in both the Chiddush Reb Shmuel and the Shai Yashir himself. And then a Likut in the Sefer Teresh Shmuel brings the 2 Mahalchim, the Achronim, and Akasha from the Ritva. Everybody have a good week, and I'll see you next week. And a thanks to my friend, Reb Jeff, for enabling this year. Everybody have a good and fruitful week in a gashmak sugya of Nidrei. Avodah Zarah Hetira Chachamim. Yashakuchach.